Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. All the glory, all the honor, all the praises, all the majesty be ascribed unto our Heavenly Father for your goodness unto us, to spare our lives, to witness another Sunday morning, the type of resurrection morning when our Lord Jesus Christ rose triumphantly from the dead. Thank you very much, O Lord our God. You know, the nations of the world, people are celebrating Easter season. Death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, it's been a time of worship on Friday, and yesterday, and today. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for what Calvary means to us. We thank you for that great plan of redemption, where Jesus paid it all for us. Our sin, O Lord our God, we carry them away. Oh, blessed be your name forevermore. Thank you for the blessings of Friday. Thank you for the blessings abundantly yesterday again. And today, O Lord, our God, in advance, you see, have more in store for us. Glory be to your name. Our Father and our God, we thank you for bringing us from far and near. We are grateful unto you for your protections and cares. Thank you for making a way for your people to be here. Thank you for meeting the needs for transportation. Glory be to your name. Our Father and our God, we thank you indeed, O Lord, for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the hymns that have been sung and choruses being sung. Thank you very much for the special numbers. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for these hymns from generation to generation. Oh Lord, it's always anointed. Each time we sing it, O Lord our God, glory be to your name. Amen. It's so wonderful. It fills our heart indeed, Heavenly Father. Lord, God of glory, to be alive today again. Thank you, our Father. Oh Lord our God, we commit us into your hands. We pray that you be gracious unto us. Be merciful to us. We pray that no sin whatsoever will stand against any of us, O Lord, for the blessing that you have in store for us in today's services. Grant it, Heavenly Father. And may every sin come under the blood, O Lord. Our Father and our God, we remember our pastor this morning back there in Kaduna in the convention. Brother Sam, O Lord, our God, is associated, O Lord, in Sapele this morning. Lord, and Brother Deomi in Benin, O Lord our God, as they conclude the services today, we pray that your grace be with them, O Lord. Thank you for the way you have been helping them to make them channels of blessings unto your people as you have been doing for us here. Oh Lord, we pray that today will not be exception. Move on this sea, remove every obstacle, remove every barrier, take absolute control of the atmosphere. Lord, may this congregation look away from man and look away to Jesus. Hide me, O Lord, under the cross. Let no man be seen, Lord. Help my brother to the interpreter. May the grace of God be upon us, O Lord. Lord, give us listening ear and hearts to receive, Heavenly Father, that your word might do our souls good. If there is anyone here, O Lord, who have not tasted that glorious plan of redemption, may you reveal yourself unto them this morning. Grant it in the name of Jesus. Save the lost ones, O Lord. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Turn backsliders unto you. Thank you, our Father. We pray, O Lord our God, that visitors at our gate this morning, may they be partakers of these blessings. All over the country, in all the nations of the world, wherever your people are gathered, may your presence be there. Thank you, our Master. We pray, O Lord our God, that this Easter we mark a memorable day in the life of somebody that they will be able to say, O Lord our God, as a testimony, it was in the services of Easter of 2026. That I met the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. The small man is standing before you this morning. I pray that God will help me. Don't forget, I'm always standing in for the associate pastor who always stands in for the pastor whenever the pastor is not at home.
God bless
you.
Oh,
it's been a wonderful time. Glory be to Jesus. Resurrection since the hope of Christianity is wonderful. How many songs are we going to sing about this Easter? About resurrection? It's wonderful. We thank God for the great plan of redemption. One of the songs I wanted to sing that I wrote down, this song that has raised it this morning. And that's what we sang first at the family altar this morning. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph. Listen, brothers and sisters, we sing by inspiration. We sing with meaning. We sing with understanding. We are going to sing it. And while I was just meditating yesterday afternoon, another hymn came to my mind, to my heart. And I have to call one of the song leaders. I just gave him the tune. Then he sent me the something. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Where? I'm going to sing. God bless my brother.
Low
in the grave. Yeah. Sing with understanding. Sing joyfully. Sing with gratitude unto our God. Think of this. beginning of the first day of the week.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ ọjọ́ kìíní ọ̀sẹ̀.
Towards the dawn.
Nígbà tí ilẹ̀ ń fẹ́rẹ̀ mọ́ lọ.
An angel came down from heaven.
Angel kan sọ kalẹ̀ látọ̀run wá.
And there was a great earthquake.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ ńlá kan ṣẹlẹ̀.
With his finger.
Pẹ̀lú ìka rẹ̀.
He just rolled away the stone.
Ó yí òkúta yí òkúta láì kúrò.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible made us know. Even the watchers, the keepers, those soldiers, Roman soldiers. For his fear, for the fear of that angel. They tremble. Oh, my oh my. Jesus rose from the dead. God approved that that is his son. But made us know that it, God made it to know, made us know it wasn't a fake. It was genuine. Oh my, God help us. God bless you. Bear with me for keeping you waiting. The psalm we want to preach this morning. We want to sing the song. Before we read the scriptures and then we sit down. In
163.
In 163. Please, can you change this something to, from red? Is it possible, please? Thank you, sister. God bless you. Sing joyfully. Watch the hymns. I mean, the wordings of this hymn. One day, heaven was filled with his grace. Thank you. God bless you, church. Amen. One of these days, all the toys will be over.
We
are going to be with him.
And
reign with him.
Ajoba pelu re.
Throughout eternity.
With
your Bible before you this morning. Shall we turn in our Bibles to the book of Psalm? No, please. We are going to read first. Saint John, Gospel, chapter 3. We're going to read verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
To the Lord, Pharaoh, Raye, Tobeke, to if you want to be reckless, so funny, can it see over God?
Psalm 22, verse 11. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help.
Message in a simi, little yonu summa itile, little ti kusil.
May the Lord add his blessing to his word this morning in our heart. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. This morning, by the grace of God, don't forget that we are having two services today. We only had one on Friday. And then one yesterday.
Saturday,
today we're having two services. We had a sermon, the perfection of Friday. Yesterday,
Lana.
Was God's chosen place of worship.
And
then the thing is the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. So this morning, as you sit down quietly, you are at liberty. If you want to stroll, anyhow you want to stroll, you are at liberty. The deacons will not force you. What you come for, you are going to get. May God help us. Praise the Lord. This morning, the title of our sermon is, Robert said, I want to take a text. It was preached in the night. Somewhere. This is still, we are still in the Easter mood. But he preached this just a few days after Easter. Somewhere else. Though he preached this same sermon as sunrise service in Grand Tabernacle. He said, one of them is living. And dying is the second one. Buried is the third one. Rising is the fourth one. Sorry, brother. 59. April 3rd. Rising is the fourth one. Coming is the fifth one.
Fifth one.
Yeah. It's the fifth one. living, dying, buried, rising, coming. Welcome, my brethren, from Bakatari to
Bakatari.
Because Brother Muiwa came to greet us in the room there. May God help you. That's enough to keep me here until the morning. And then, nothing like justify the text. But we'll just speak on each one for a few moments. Each one. If you like, you can go and buy pure water. When service is going on, you can go and buy pure water. Because you are used to that these days. No matter what the pastor says, no matter what the associate says, you will not yield to it. God help us. Praise the Lord. Wonder why is he speaking this way? Like, that's what people used to do.
We see ourselves.
I think that this word that David wrote here when he wrote this 22nd Psalm begins with the crying of Christ at Calvary. It was not David that God forsook. Jesus cried this. My God, my God. Why hast thou forsaken me? It was a prophecy.
Wrote
hundreds of years. Jesus fulfilled it. Some parts of this scripture of Matthew, Psalm 22. Jesus fulfilled it. Right there on the cross of
Calvary.
It was not David, the psalmist, that his hands were pierced.
It wasn't David.
Jesus said it. It was Jesus. God help us.
Hold on.
It was not David that departed his garments.
David,
it was Jesus' garments that departed. May God give us a revelation. Alright? The reason I chose this, Easter is just passed. We are just in the mood of Easter. I pray that this sermon will minister blessing to us. And the people are still feeling the impact of that day. We are still feeling it. It's 4 years past. We are still in it. The great day of when God proved that Jesus was his son. By raising him up on the third day according to the scriptures. Now let's correct this. Whenever Orthodox churches, denominations, whenever they are having their burial, they used to sing,
Ojo
meta noti ikoja.
3 days are passed.
Ojinde kuro nuku.
Resurrected from the dead.
Ori ayola o mako.
These songs of joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ojo meta ukoja.
3 days are not passed.
We are going to see.
Ario.
3 days not pass. Look, church, we thank God for the prophet. If it were not Prophet Branham, the seven churched messenger, you and I were being darkness still. Now, if you are here this morning, I want to say to you, in the name of the Lord, as I'm standing here, behind this sacred desk, we have only one man in this our generation that God gave the authority to interpret this Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
and
his name is William Marion Braham. I don't want you to stumble. If you have any question, you can meet me in the room there. He's the one that gave the authority. Because what? The word of the Lord does not come to theologians. The word of the Lord does not come to pastors or church founders. The word of the Lord came to prophets and prophets alone. And I want us to know this morning, that prophets are not made. You don't produce a prophet. Prophets that they produce in
CSE.
That the prophet they produce in Kerubim and Seraphim. That the prophet they produce in Select. And like others like that. When they go to their Bible school, then they graduate as prophets. But I give you to understand, by this Bible, prophets are born from their mother's womb. Listen to me, the name of the Lord. Prophets are born from their mother's womb. Because God, Moses was a proper child, born a prophet. John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, Isaiah the prophet prophesied about him as the voice that was crying in the wilderness. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 1, God told Jeremiah, he said, before you are formed in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I made you a prophet, and I sent you as a prophet to nations. This is Bible. So, the word of the Lord comes to prophets. Prophets that are born. Amen. Let me give an example. A prophet, his work can never fail. Let me give an example of Jeremiah and Zedekiah in the Bible. When God told prophet Jeremiah, because of the iniquity of the people, children of Israel, by breaking his word, they rejected his commandments and his laws and his statutes. Then God told them, I want this land of Jerusalem to rest. I'm sending you on exile as captives under Nebuchadnezzar. He said, go to Jeremiah, go and tell them, 70 years, you are going to be in captivity. Not only that, go to him, may they, a yoke of wood. Then he did that. Then he came to tell the people, 70 years, you are going to be in captivity. Then another prophet rose. Zedekiah by name. He said, God is not wicked like that. He's a good God. You people, Don't mind Jeremiah. 2 years, God will bring you back to Jerusalem. Jeremiah said, amen to your word.
Only a meal.
He said, Zedekiah, remember,
there
were prophets before our forefathers. When they speak the word of God, if it come to pass, God approved it. Then Jeremiah went to God. This is what Zedekiah said. This is what you told me. God told Jeremiah, I didn't send you. Go and tell him, this year, you will die. Not only that, since he has broken the yoke of wood, go and make an iron was, I'm sorry, brother.
It's
a iron air.
Yoke.
Iron, make a yoke of iron.
Say ajaga tinrin. Finish ajaga yen.
So that I'm going to double their punishment. Listen to me for Christ's sake. In this our generation, we had a God-given prophet to this generation. None of his word ever failed. Thousands of prophecies.
God
said the Lord. Not one
faith.
Listen, a prophet from his mother's womb has the right to interpret dreams.
He
said, why is it? Shall we just had it or visit? It may be for somebody.
So
don't question me in your heart.
May
God help us. Praise be to God. So, and in living, he was loved. Paragraph 9, brother. In living, he was loved. The poet expressed it when he said, what you have just said. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away.
Just follow me.
Rising is justified freely forever. Someday is coming. Oh, glorious day. And when he lived, he loved. Because he was God, and God is love. And there can never be anyone who could love like Jesus loved. From the very time his little baby hands stroke the those pretty cheeks of his beautiful mother. He was loved from that till he forgave his last enemy on the cross. He was God's expression of love. No one could love like Jesus. God being manifested in a little tiny baby came in order to take away the sins of the world. And that's the scripture we read. For God so loved the world. And he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not die, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. And when you just speak of the word Jesus, there is something about it means love. That is what the world needs more today. It's not a Jesus of some past tense, some Jesus of some high ethics, but a Jesus of love that can be expressed in the church of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I think it was yesterday I mentioned something. That it is time for us to take note. When you are reading your sermon book, or when you come to church and you are looking at the screen, we should be able to differentiate between the church of living God, which Jesus Christ inaugurated on the day of or Pentecost, and the church of the world. Is that right? Is that right? He's talking about the capital C church here. The elect lady, the bride. Amen. When he speaks about small speech, he's speaking about denominations. Speaking about the local assembly. May God help us. Praise be to God. Yeah. That can be expressed in the church of the Lord Jesus. Especially as his members, one to another. Ought to always greet one another in love, not in malice. Not in hypocrisy. Not greeting one another. When you have grudges against your brother, against your sister. May God help us, church. In traveling, I can think in traveling. I think if there's any great thing that I've seen missing in the church today, to one of the greatest hindrances in the church today, keep a revival back, is the lack of that godly love that Christ expressed when he was here on
earth.
It is easy for you and I to love somebody that loves us. But Jesus didn't have that kind of love. He had God's love. And God loved his enemies. God loves his enemies. That is why, if you have God in you, in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not be praying against your enemies. If you are here, you are still doing that, you are in bondage. You do have Christ in you. You're only religious. Christians don't pray for the. Christians don't cause their enemies. Christians, we are not CAC.
I just see a sickle like that.
Oduwa. Oduwa. I want Tammy. Oduwa, wrong with Leslie. Wrong with Leslie. Someone, God does not answer prayer of a sinner. You are looking at me. I'm talking Bible. I'm talking message. Even the blind man, the man that was born blind, that Jesus healed and gave him back his sight. When the Pharisees, religious people, when they told the man, you see, people are not grateful. You see somebody blind from his mother's womb and Jesus opened his eyes. And you ask him, how was your eyes open? How did he open your eyes? He told me. He spit on the ground. And made clay. And put on my eyes. And asked me to go to the pool of Siloam. I obeyed. And I washed. And came seeing. Don't mind that man. That man is a sinner.
Hey!
Since the war began, we have never heard that God had the prayer of a sinner. So, if you are praying that kind of a prayer, you are a sinner. I know that Ami will not come in that line. Ami will need that in the
Ami.
You are a sinner. You don't know God. God loves his enemies. Christians love their enemies. Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Pray and do not curse. I don't know why I'm speaking like this morning. If you are here, repent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a difference. Even in the expression, in the words, feel your love, like we have for one another, but the agape love is divine love. And if there's anything that I believe that will start a revival in Los Angeles or in Ibadan here, would be a time that we could all break down our different barriers and come together as Christians in love. That is the Pentecostals, the Baptists, the Presbyterians, and all together we could be expressed to the world that we have love one for another. That is what Jesus taught us. By this, when we love one another, genuine love, agape love, by this shall all men, people of the world, we know that ye are my disciples. When you have love one for another, Jesus prayed that prayer that we might love one another as he loved us. And he loved us so much that he died for us. No greater love that a man has for his friends, that he can die for their sin. That is what Jesus did for you and me. May God help us, church. No one could love like that unless with the natural love. Because it will not hold out. It won't express itself. It will do as long as there is friendship connected with it. But when friendship turns, then people begin to say, he did so and so. She did so and so. They backslid. Real godly love goes after that backslider till he finds him. Godly love goes and stoops to the lowest of hell to pick up a man or a woman that has fallen. Amen. That is what we are lacking today. We have a fine culture, church. Educated. Fine dress, fine earrings, nice choirs, beautiful music, some of the best the world has ever had. But we are dying for some of that godly love. Jesus expressed it well when he found the prostitute dragged before him guilty of an adultery. We know the story. Religious people, Pharisees, the Bible said they wanted to tempt Jesus. Jesus cannot be tempted. He knew their heart. They came to tempt him. They brought a woman caught in adultery. It takes two people to commit adultery. But where was the man that she committed adultery? And they brought her alone to tempt Jesus. Moses told us this woman was caught in an adultery. Even the very act, then we told her to put her address. Then we are not bringing her to you. What do you say? Then Jesus just bend down.
Yes, terrible.
I don't say it here. If any of you have not been seen at any time, first of all, take his own cast at him. Bend down, continue to rise. And the Bible says, when they were convinced of their sin, from the greatest of them to the lowest of them, one by one by one. Church, may God help us. Praise the Lord. Then when they left one by one, Jesus looked at the woman. Woman, where are the accusers? No man, Lord. Go. I don't condemn you. Sin no more. Sin no more. Brothers and sisters, young and old, boys and girls, if you have ever found grace in the sight of God, for forgiveness of your sin, sin no more. I tell you, he showed himself what he was when he turned with these words. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. What more love would be than to take a wayward person like that and see who Jesus was and freely forgive the woman of her wrong? He expressed it again greatly when he was dying at Calvary. In his last words at the cross, And his enemy's feet, and his enemy's feet was hanging on his face. He cried,
okay,
Father,
Baba,
forgive them. For they know not what they do. Praise the Lord. No one could love like him. You can't manufacture that kind of a love. The gift of God that comes by the Holy Spirit, the only way you ever be able to have that love. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, I have not that kind of a love. I am nothing. Do I have faith to move mountains? I was speaking here a few days ago upon this scripture. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and but few there will be that will find it. And a young man who was riding with me in a car, he said, how many will you say will be saved in this generation? I said, 8 or 10. Oh, he said, don't say that, brother. He didn't know better. Talking to a prophet like that. I will say, I will let him to 50. And that is as many as I can go. He said, 50 people. I said, Jesus said when he was on earth. Jesus, when he was on earth, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Days of Noah, there were 8 souls saved. Now remember, a generation fades out each day. Take 50 a day for 6,000 years. And see what you've got. And he said, where then, Brother Abraham? I would like to ask you this question. All the people that has claimed, listen up, all the people that has claimed to have the Holy Spirit and so forth, won't they come in the resurrection? I said, if they had the Holy Spirit, if they had the Holy Spirit. But what we have been putting too much emphasis on is on other things. Instead of the real thing, the love of God. Paul said, all these things could happen. I could have all wisdom, all knowledge, and yet have not love. It profit me nothing. I could speak with tongues like men and angels and still not have it. And we put so much emphasis upon these things, upon great healing revivals and miracles being worked. Did not Jesus say, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have I not cast out devils in your name? In your name, haven't I done many mighty works? I will say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I do not even know you. What a disappointment that will be. But look what a surprise it will be when he said, those who didn't even think they deserve to be there. When you were hungry, and we fed you, where were you naked? And we gave you clothes. We didn't know when you did this. He said, inasmuch as you have done it unto these, you've done it unto me. Oh, how the world needs something today. I will give you a little expression to clear that up. In Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, I believe it is, when the Holy Spirit was sent forth to see the people that will go in that day, he said, go to the city and put a mark upon the forehead of those that sigh and cry for the abominations that is done in the midst of the city. Then after that, to the slaughtering angels, go after them and utterly destroy everything that doesn't have this seal. Now, you take it in your own mind and go to Los Angeles tonight or go to Ibadan and you mark in the name of the Lord Jesus every person that is so concerned about the sins of the city until they cry and sigh day and night for the abominations done. Bring me the 8th year tomorrow night. Alright. You see where we go? We let other things come in to take up place of the real thing. But love, we are living now. May God help you. May God help you. I'm guilty. May God help us. Live in the Lord me. He died for me when I was a sinner. When I was unlovable, he loved me anyhow. My prayer is for the Capital City Church. That we can have such love till we will love people whether they love us or not. That is what the church needs today, is to express a love even to a man that could spit on you in your face and you could steal with not from a hypocritical standpoint, but from your heart, pray for that man's soul. That is the kind of a revival we need here. In Los Angeles, with that kind of a love manifested, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Most wonderful life that was ever lived on earth had to die when he was yet in his youth. Are you there? Alright. For God has spoken. His judgments had to have justice. For it is written, the day you eat thereof, that day you die. You had that on Friday. God's justice required death. And there was no one of us who die for one another. No man could do that. We had that on Friday. He was the only man who died that kind of a death. For we were all born in sin, shaved in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. We were guilty from the beginning. So how could a good man die for another man when he was guilty himself? No man. There could not be any of us take that kind of a position. So it had to take his death. And God came down and was manifested in the flesh in order to die a death. God could not die in spirit because God is eternal. In spirit doesn't die, but he was God. And he had to unfold himself and come from glory to a manger and take on the form of sinful flesh in order to die, to redeem his church, to reconcile them back to himself. Glory be to God. To reconcile them back to himself. That's why I told us on Friday, though I didn't read it, that the Bible said the death of Jesus Christ is what reconciled man back to God. That it was the death of Jesus Christ that brought joy and peace and safety. Joy, peace, and safety. Nothing else. That's why it is joy unspeakable to a true Christian, a Holy Ghost filled man, a Holy Ghost filled woman. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, peace of God that you cannot buy with money, peace that you cannot buy with position, that passes all understanding. It keeps the mind of a child of God. The peace of God. That's why Jesus could say, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because if the world gives, the world will take back. But Jesus gave his own peace freely. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. Glory to God. One of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. May God help us, church. Oh my, we are coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the scriptures, in the Old Testament, at the scene of it, listen to this. We are moving. In the scriptures, in the Old Testament, at the scene of
it,
when they got two goats, listen now, you find this in a, you want to write it down. Now, I don't say you'll be looking at your Bible now. You will mean something if you do that. In Leviticus chapter 16, look at what the prophet is pointing to you and me here. He said in the scriptures, at the sin offering, when they got two goats, and Jesus represented, these two goats represented Jesus. Are you there? These two goats represented Jesus. Now in a sermon, the position of a believer in Christ. Brother Bamsey, I know some of you are here this afternoon. That somebody said, believe that one of the goats represented, that one of the goats is the devil. But thank God for the prophet. Jesus is both goats. Go to them. Let the priest get two goats from the congregation. Let Aaron the high priest cast lot. Yes. The one that the lot fell upon, that is for the Lord. They kill that one. Then the other one now, let somebody lead that goat far away into a wilderness where no man has ever dwelt. Are you there? These two goats represented Jesus Christ. Jesus was the one killed. He was the scapegoat that takes away the sin of the whole nation, the nation of Israel. Now, Jesus paid for the salvation for your sin And my sin, the sins of the whole world. Jesus is the one that carried away our sin far.
We are coming.
And one goat was killed. And the other one, the sins of the nation, was placed upon this goat called the scapegoat. And that goat has to go out into the wilderness to die and to be out there alone among the beasts and so forth. Just let it go. Jesus had to be that goat. Are you with me? I want you to notice. He was a lamb. He was sheep. Was Jesus not the lamb of God? Listen. But he was made goat for you and I. That we being goats might become sheep. We being sinners, guilty of death, subject to death, and all sold out under condemnation, yet Christ become me, that I, through his grace, might become him, a son of God. Hallelujah. Seated at the right hand of God in glory. Brothers and sisters, that is what Good Friday means. That is what Calvary means. He settled sin question. Once. And for all. That's why we read on Friday. But this man, when he made one sacrifice, to do what? To redeem them that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. The love that he had, how he expressed it, how he had to make himself, what he was to die to save us. In his death, when he died at Calvary, there was never a death to be like that death. We are told that when the Roman soldier pierced his side, there was water and blood came out of his side. On Friday after the service, I saw in the Facebook. I don't know one of our brothers. I don't know. Brother. Oh my. He put that in the Facebook. Beating of Jesus Christ. Oh good. I couldn't look at it. It was too much. Because of you, my brother. Because of me, my brother, sister. Oh, I couldn't look at it too much. It was too much. The Lord of glory. They tied his hands. Listen, it was not just ordinary koboko. It was not just ordinary bladder. But the said, it was nine cat nails with nails. Nine cat nails. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nails. That is what our prophet said. When the prophet said it was nine cat nails. Because why? It was Roman capital punishment. What did he do? Because of your sin. Because of my sin. They rejected the Lord of glory. And they suffered a criminal, a murderer, to live. Don't forget, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the word. They rejected the word, but they accepted the murderer. They turned his eyes. They beat him in the chest. Brother, sister, for your sin, for my sin, the agony, the agony, it was too much. I couldn't look at it so much. I
could
close it. It was too much. Our Lord Jesus Christ, what are you suffering? What am I suffering? It was too. And I've asked a chemist. I asked a chemist. Yeah. What took place? And this fellow, the chemist, was a Christian. He said to me, he said, Jesus did not die. Because that the spear touched his heart, his side, or pierced his side. It was not because of that. He said, Jesus had been dead long time before that. But he died from grief. Listen, the sword never killed him, or the spear. Not the driving of the nails. But it was grief that killed Jesus. When he looked upon the ones that he had loved, and the ones that he had worked his miracles on, and the ones that he had expressed his love towards, and had fed them, and saw that they had turned him down. Grief. Brothers and sisters, I believe if those people were ordained unto eternal life, even the soldiers that came from the high priest and the elders, and they came to you with torches, with spear and a staff, they came. He asked them, whom are you looking for?
Why?
He said, Jesus.
Jesus.
As soon as he said Jesus, they staggered back and fell. I believe it is enough to bring a holy fear on them. But because they are dead unto damnation, let me say this to you.
Yes, sir.
Anything you read in the Facebook and
say
that the soldier, something happened to him and he was healed, it's a lie. It's a lie. The problem is just to know. Even the soldier, when the earthquake happened, no. When Jesus gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. I gave up the ghost. And there was an earthquake. The centurion said, truly, this is the Son of God. It was too late. Are you there? The woman said, it was too late. Think of it. It was this film that was shown to us many years ago in this place. Passion of Christ. That brought salvation to one of the brothers here. He's now married. I will mention. That is too much. How can you see that? And still remain what you are. You still cheat. Husband and wife cannot live in peace. No friendship. Suspicion. Lustful spirit. You are coming. God help us. Praise the Lord. He fed them.
See,
he look at them. They were hungry. He didn't want them to go hungry. So that they didn't faint.
Two
disciples. Give them something to eat. Master. Two penny worth of loaf. Two penny worth of loaf.
Carabi, sufficient
for one person. Send them away. Give them something to eat.
He said,
the Bible says. Then they look around. Then Andrew came back. He said, Andrew.
Andrew.
He said, sir, there's a lad here.
With
five loaves.
Only Isua Karamanu
Lobo
at Eja Webe Meji.
So bring them.
Yes, you
need. Tell the people.
So far, we are.
To sit down.
And you can joke.
50-50. Praise the Lord.
And you are.
And he fed 5,000.
And Jesus boy, the woman away.
Beside men. And like, women and children.
Like
who believes at our moment. Think of it. And yet they were still arguing with him. Master, where have you been? I've been looking for you. You're only looking for me. Because of the bread you ate and you are fed. Don't see for material things. See for things that will not perish. I am the very bread of life. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He gave our father no manna in the wilderness. Moses did not give your father the manna in the wilderness. It's my father that gave your father the manna. I am the very bread that come from heaven. Oh, with all that. Another time, he fed 4,000, 7 loaves, and 2 fishes. He walk upon them, heal their sick ones, raise their dead.
Oh, goodness.
It was grief. And you and I might be grieved. We might grieve, but we could never grieve like that. Because we are not made of that kind of material that we could have that much grief. For the fullness of God dwelt in him. In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God was expressing his love. True human flesh. The tabernacle in which he lived. His own son. What he thought about the world. There he hung. There on Calvary's cross. Not as you see him on the crucifix. Can you raise it up a little?
It's okay, sir.
Now,
okay,
the Bible is now telling you, I mean, not as you are, we are looking at him now on a crucifix. This is crucifix, sorry. Cross is just ordinary, a wood like that and then cross. But this is crucifix. The prophet is what? Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. This little something that they tied around his waist. They naked him. Because of you. Because of
me.
No clothes on his waist. Oh, naked. God of glory. Our king smiled him. Brother, why are you treating Jesus like this? Young man and woman, boy, sister, why are you treating Jesus like this? Why? Listen to the prophet. Not as you see him on the crucifix, with a little rag wrapped around him, around his loins. They stripped him naked. Show it to my brother again. Sorry. They stripped him naked because of your sin, because of my sin. They embarrassed him to everything that they could embarrass him on. And hung him there on Calvary. And he was disgraced and despised and rejected and spit on. If it is you,
you
can't receive it without the Holy Ghost. You will revenge.
I'm not a bastard. Are you mad?
Me? And there he hung, dying. The God of eternity. The one that made the cross, he said. He was hanging on. No wonder the cross rent out of the mountains. The rocks came out.
Oh,
glory to God. The Bible made us to know. When he gave up the God and said, it is finished.
The Bible said,
the veil of the temple was rent into two. Not from bottom to top, but from top to bottom. But the Bible said it was 40 feet long. The rocks came out because the rock of ages was being erected. No wonder the poor said, mid rending rocks and darkening skies, my Savior bowed his head and died. The opening veil revealed the way to heaven's joy and endless day. The veil that people cannot come in into the holiest of holies, the death of Jesus Christ made a way for you, made a way for me. Today, when Jesus gave up the ghost at Calvary, you can now call into the holiest of holies, into the presence of God, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the blood of Jesus in your heart, having washed you. Amen. Oh, God died. What did he do? When he died there, like that, it opened the veil. It let us look past the curtain of time and let us see a hope there. Don't turn him down. Don't turn down the Holy Ghost baptism. Don't joke with it. The way has been opened. The veil has been rent. Don't forget that no man has any right to come before that place because there's a veil. Before you can enter into the holiest of holies. Where the Ark of Covenant is. Where the angels that cover it stood the presence of God. There I will meet with you. No man could go there. But thank God today. The death of Jesus Christ at Calvary. What is that? It is finished. The rent. Who rent it? Who rented it? God himself. With his supernatural hand. From top to bottom. You cannot come, brother. You cannot come, sister. No boy, you cannot come. No girl, you cannot come. Why are you postponing your salvation to tomorrow? Who tell you are going to see tomorrow? Don't just pack religion. If you know you are not yet gotten Holy Ghost in your heart, that gives you peace.
Don't fall out of your car.
That makes you love your enemy. You are being deceived. Listen to the prophet. When I saw him bruised, and mashed, and spit, and bat, Adiagun, oh goodness, sir. Not just ordinary tongues like that. Long ones. That is what pierces his ear to the head, to the flesh, to the skin, to the skull. Because of your sin. Because of my sin. And then the next drove to him. What did he do? He opened a way that me, a great sinner, a guilty sinner, I know that he paid the price there. I am not justified by anything I do. None of my goodness. I am not. Neither do you. But it is through his sacrifices, through his death, we are justified by believing on him. There is where our justice stands. Not what I do, or what you do, but what he did for us. Hallelujah. That are in gospel story. I don't know any other one. Did you get that? If that is not a gospel story, I don't know any other story. You that still love juju, you still love to dance to the things of the world. If this is not gospel story, I don't know any other story. Oh, give me that and take all the rest of it away. See that one who died for me. How could I be just? I cannot justify myself. I am a sinner. But when I look upon him, I'm come singing. Nothing in my arms I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. There is where I'm justified. By my faith, believing that he died in my stead and took my place at Calvary. Glory. Calvary saw me, daughter. Go by me, Jemmy Fuller. Go by me, Jemmy Fuller. The Lord has Calvary has set me free. Glory, glory, glory. That's a load. That alone is where I stand on the platform when demon powers are around and I see death hanging on the people. The devil has got them bound and possessed, and some of them in their straight jackets and guys around them. Yeah. What do I stand on there? I look to Calvary and know that there is there Jesus paid the price. I feel religious. There he did it. That person has got a right to be free. So are you here, brother? Are you here, sister? You have a right to be free from sin. You have a right to be free from sickness. You have a right to be free from diseases. You have a right to be free from infirmities. I don't care what your infirmity is. You have a right to be free. Jesus did it at Calvary. Hallelujah. Satan, don't hold them no longer. That's why I want to remind us. Satan is a bluffer. He has lost the power. He has no legal rights over you as a son of God, as a daughter of God. Praise the Lord. If you get to see them, get the sequence to see this. Not their aches, and their pains. Or some preacher praying for them, or some holy church, that's all right. That goes with it. But the main thing is, see what Christ did for you. You are free. Christ died for you. Amen. That is the gospel. Mid-rending rocks. Oh, how could I be saved? Get rid of sin. He was the sin offering for me. So he died. Now, if sin, listen, we are coming now. If sin is dead, then buried, he carried my sins far away. He was a scapegoat that went out. And the scapegoat took the sins of the people on him and went out into the wilderness to die. Go out there and took the sins of the people and threw them far away. Glory. So did Jesus. Thank God. Brother Joel. So did Jesus. He took the sins of the people and carried them far away. Listen, don't forget. Then he carried far away. So far that he put them in the sea of God's forgetfulness. If sin is dead, bury it. We are coming. If sin is there, then you go to water. Then you are buried. We are coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is why we have baptistries. When people believe the story, do you believe? Listen, I think you believe this afternoon. When people believe the story, they come confessing their sins that they are tired of it. They've divorced it. They've separated from it. And they are tired of it. So it is dead. And sin has no more power upon that believer. Because he stands justified in the death and burial of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, Brother Moses.
God bless you, sir.
Therefore, he walks to the altar, makes his confession, say, I am sick and tired of sin. I want it no more. Then he
buried
it. Then we bury it. Behind the altar here. If you are not ready to part with your sin, enough of burying people alive. We bury people that are
dead.
Are you there?
So you what?
Are you there?
So you what?
Brothers and sisters, are you there? We bury people that are dead.
I want to bury people and see.
People say today we bury many people that are still alive. If they are still alive,
you know, say I beg one land, see lonely. So I want to bury people. Say say one, we can see, can see one will do.
With God help us. And when sin is finished, when sin lost his grip and he died in the death of Christ at
Calvary,
where he condemns him, then the sinner who accepts that, justified by faith, can scream
hallelujah.
For God has carried my sins far away. Glory. Hallelujah. He put them upon my sin bearer.
No.
God now put my sin upon my sin bearer. Jesus Christ, our sin bearer. He represented both the animals, both dying and taking the sin away.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Then, as I said a few moments ago, we were goats. He became goat for us. He became sin for us. That is the reason he had to be punished the way he was. Because all of our sins were placed upon him. And there he had to bear them away in his own body to Calvary. A reproach, a disgrace, sinfully hanging there, naked, stripped, bleeding, and bleeding. When he rolled his precious head around, the bloody locks dripping from his shoulders. I believe it was Be the Sunday said there. There was an angel sitting in every tree. Say, just pull your hands. No, just pull your hand loose from the cross. And just motion your finger. You will change the scene.
I want get you one bed. So one survey for Jesus.
When hour was not yet come,
there was
something they could do for him. But his hour had come. He has to go to
Calvary.
For you and me. Listen.
For what it means.
The Jews paid him the greatest compliment could be paid. Not knowing what they were doing, they said he saved others. See, himself he can't save. Sure or not? If he saved himself, he could not save others. That's why we are today. You see what Calvary has done for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. But he gave himself that we might be saved. That is the story. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. They are done. The sin is finished. God see your forgetfulness to be remembered against us. No more. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, can't we shout hallelujah to that? Sure. It's all over. Christ did it. Oh my. Sure, we can shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Only the redeemed. People that have that personal experience. Like I said on Friday, can shout hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, when we come to church, when the prophet said, Calvary should be remembered every day. We don't call with dull mind. We don't call so dull, all kinds of things, sad. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Now,
help me. Here comes the greatest of all. We are talking about living, he loves
you.
Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified. All these great things he did was wonderful. They are super. There is nothing could be added to it. But yet, a man could die. Yet, a man could suffer. Yet, a man could love. But when he rose, God wrote the receipt at his resurrection that he has received it. God's justice
and
been met. Oh, thanks be to God. Rising is justified. God proved it by the resurrection that it wasn't fake. It was authentic. It was real. His resurrection is real.
There's
no more in the grave. When we are young, in the '50s, we don't know anything. Seraphim church, or whatever.
Seraphim.
Early morning, 5 o'clock. And look at the Jesus in Galilee.
I'll go and meet Jesus at Galilee.
No mission, I'm doing it. Go to meet Jesus in Galilee. Jesus is not in Galilee.
Jesus in Galilee.
Jesus is in glory.
Oh, I know, go by.
And his spirit is living in you and me.
Oh,
oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He put that Jesus was his son. And he raised him up. The spirit. The eternal spirit, Jehovah God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who raised up that dead form in the grave there, and have been dead for 3 days, and buried, and God raised him up on Easter morning. Let's cut and say this. Jesus did not spend 3 days and nights.
Ojo meta
are you with me? Brother Bam said, he said, 3 days and three nights. Then he said, as Jonas was in the waste belly for 3 days and three nights, so with the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. Now wait.
Bro, this room
at Cana.
Cana.
When he was invited to that for that marriage, he told the people.
So far when
you when he told him, what miracle do you can you show us?
He said, "Yanu wolo levi
yawa." He said, "Destroy this temple."
He
didn't point to anywhere. He didn't point to anywhere. He didn't point to his own body. Destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. He didn't say we build it up. He didn't say we build it up. But that was the lie of the enemy against him. And yet, their lies will not contradict one another. Listen, thank God for the Bible. I said, thank God for the Bible.
David.
A man after God's own heart. Brother Bam said, that is the only scripture. That is the only prophecy, rather. In the scriptures, that the Bible says, through a man, though a minister, though he backslid,
David,
he said, he will not leave his soul in hell, neither let his only one to see corruption. Corruption sets in within 72 hours, 3 days. Glory! Jesus gave up the ghost 9th hour on Friday, 9th hour, 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon.
Friday,
3 p.m. on Friday, 2 days ago, to till yesterday afternoon, one day, not be so. Praise God. Oh, we have that assurance. Glory be to God. By this afternoon, 3 p.m., it'll be 2 days, not be so. But Jesus, what the Bible says, Jesus rose. Within one day plus early morning on Sunday, the scripture cannot be broken. At the end of the Sabbath, when the morning was breaking, first day of the week, an angel came down from heaven, and there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake. The earth shook, and the grave opened, and Jesus rose, and the angel sat on the tomb.
He sat there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, even the guards, the watchers, they ran away. And they went to tell the Pharisees.
One of the Pharisees, one of
the man has risen.
How could he say,
if this matter came to Pilate,
he
will secure you. And they gave them large sum of money. From the church treasury. To do what? To see their
mouth.
Jesus rose from the dead. And he has given us eternal life. He said, because I live, you will live also. Live in the Lord. Time is saving. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. There, when he came, brother, come into Christ, come into God, there is not one thing. He that cometh must come boldly to the throne of grace. You mustn't come wondering. When you come to the prayer line, you mustn't come wondering. Well, if this minister will pray for me, perhaps, maybe he has got healing power. Brother, sister, healing power is in God. It is in cross. In the finished work at Calvary. When you come, come to be justified. You are justified when you confess your faith that by his stripes I was healed. I am going to be made, I'm going to take a stand. The doctor says I'm dying. I got tumor. I got TB or whatever it is. But tonight I stand because I believe that he loved me and died for me and saved me and buried my sins far away. And God justified us by believing on him when he raised him up from the dead. He accepted everything that Jesus died for. What? He was wounded for transgression, bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. And he raised him up and wrote the receipt. That was God's receipt. When the earth began to shake, and the sun began to you know, the light, you know, light the earth. On the Easter morning, heaven shook, hell shook, paradise shook, earth shook, something was taking place. Oh, glory to God. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, nothing to fear again. When Jesus gave up the ghost, he went to the region of the lost and faced the unrepentant souls, souls that were lost, already in prison. I am the virgin born son. That Enoch spoke of. I'm the very one that Noah spoke of. You refuse to believe their message. That's why you are there. Stay there. He vanished there. From there, he went to hell. Satan came out. I thought I got you. When I got Abel. I thought I got you. When I got Moses. I thought I got you. When I killed the prophets. You have now come to my door. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Then what did he do? Jesus gave the key to the kingdom into the hand of Peter. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you bind in, whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, and the people believe, they receive the Holy Ghost. But the keys of death and hell was in the hand of Satan. Then Jesus jagged the keys from Satan. From today, you have no more right over my redeemed. And he pushed him back. Stay there. In the day of your judgment. Then what did he do? Very early. This day, 2,000 years plus ago, Jesus went to where? To paradise. Where Abraham? Where Job? Where Isaac? Where Jacob? Where Joseph? Where David? Where Samuel? Joseph. I'm not afraid of that. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The Old Testament saints. Where they were. Don't forget that when Jesus gave up the ghost, the Bible said the graves were open. of the sleeping saints. But they could not come out until after the resurrection of Jesus. So, when he took the keys of death and hell from Satan, he now went to paradise. He now knocked. That is the one. As I said there, in my agony, I know my Redeemer. Sarah,
Sarah,
come and see. That is the one. I called him Lord. That is the one. Glory to God. He said, children, come up. Come up, come up, come up. He's getting done. He's getting done.
Let's find mobile.
He's getting done.
Let's find mobile.
Glory to God. And they appear to many in the city. Brothers and sisters, it will soon be over. Whatever we are passing through, don't worry. It is well with you. I can hear the angels in glory screaming hallelujah. I can hear them in paradise, the old saints of the Old Testament cry out glory to his name. Certainly something has happened. Went up from the grave, he arose. He brought out the triumph over the grave, death, hell, sickness, every barrier, everything that stands in the way of perfect freedom. Perfect freedom for the church. For the Christian. Everything that you have need, you have need of, was taken care of. It was. It has don't been suffered for. It don't be accepted. Jesus has bled for them. They have not died. They are now raised. And God justified
them.
He justified you to believe it. Up from the grave. He arose, proved that he was God. With a mighty triumph, all from the grave he arose. With a mighty triumph, So sin shall no more have dominion. Talk of Buddha.
Remember
I spoke here as we last yesterday.
Muhammad.
Since he has died, he's still in the grave. The bones rotting. Buddha, his bone rotting. Confucius of Japan or China, rotting. But when God raised up his son on Easter morning, he proved it. And he sent the Holy Spirit. And we've got the receipt of it now. I can hear him scream from eternity because I live. Ye live also. Amen. That's right. Because I live, you live also. Amen. For he was wounded for transgression. With his stripes you are healed. You don't have to die before your time comes. Because he lives, you live also. When death shall smother out my breath, I will still be living. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall never come to the judgment but has passed from death unto life. I am the resurrection and life, said God. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I anchor my soul right there. No wonder the poet wrote, on that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their homes, beyond the skies. When the road is called up yonder, I will be there. Live in the Lord me. Bury the carry my sins all away. Rise to be justified. Really forever. Someday is coming. It's going to be a glorious day. I can see my shoulders stooping. My arms, where they are be used to be muscles, are getting fat. I'm dying. I don't know how long it will be before he will call me. But I've got eternal life in here because he died for me, that he might redeem this that I've offered to him. Some glorious day is coming. I believe it with all my heart. By his promise, there's no more going to be any more party. No more party in there.
We
are going to see that king.
Ah, you now.
I'm crying.
Ask
Lord.
Oluwa.
Oh yes, sir. No more old age.
You see Obama.
I was just happy yesterday. I was singing. I
want to learn.
I'm not going to see an old man.
You're
not going to see a blind man.
Yeah, to for
you. You will swung. We will not see one crippled man.
Ah, Lily, I'll come back.
Yes. Hallelujah, Squire. No more old age. No more weakness. No more wrinkles. Oh, no more infirmities. We shall be young forever. That is his promise. Brother and sister, it is well with you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Let's keep living for him. You are close. No matter, they could put you in the grave and put a tombstone on you, on top of you, and seal you up. That will have not one thing to do with it. The trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Someday, oh, is coming. Oh, glorious day. Yes, he is coming. Jesus is coming. One of these days, it will be over. Are you ready to meet him?
May
God help us, brothers. May God help us, sisters. Gravitational pull. Always pull us down. But one of these days,
we
cut off.
To
meet the king. In the air. I want to see our brothers. I want to see our sisters. It's a blessing that showed us. Those that are gone now. Even the sister we are going to put his body, our body, in the grave on Thursday. Cancer is no more cancer. No more tumor. No more high blood pressure. I went to the hospital. They checked my BP. They say 192, 70 something. I look at that. I said, maybe that's the reason why they gave me 3 months. Just to clear here. I said, no problem. The sister had the testimony I was giving. He said, don't worry. He said, they have referred you to the great physician. Oh, yes. Yeah, they have given you reference letter to the great physician. I said, God bless you, sister. He might depend upon. God bless you, brothers. God bless you, sisters. Are you here this afternoon? As we bow our heads, before we bow our heads, I want us to sing this song, hymn 389. Let's look at the wordings. Let's look at the wordings. We were going to sing it while we are sitting down. My sister, 389. 89. Arise my soul, arise. Thank you, my brother. Arise my soul, arise. Let your soul arise. No more condemnation.
Thank you.
Why not come to Calvary this hour and leave it there? Leave your sin there and settle it once and for all. Let it be that it is Him that invites you. Lord, I come. This day is your day. Let it be settled. To husband and wife, in your homes, bring yourself to your table, your table, your altar, and cry unto God. We have lived such a life, not pleasing unto God. This day, we are settling, my dear, or my honey, whatever you call yourself. Leave your sin there at Calvary, at the cross. Look unto Him who paid it for all for you. Don't let it come back again. Divorce it completely. Divorce sin completely. Let it go under the blood to be remembered no more. Take it away far. It doesn't come no more into the mind of Christ. Yeah, He bore it all away. You can cry, Abba Father.
Hear
my Lord. The devil is a defeated foe. Satan is already a defeated foe. My brother, my sister, Jesus told Peter that day. He said, Peter, Satan has decided to sift you like a wheat. He said, but don't worry. I prayed for you. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, strengthen your brethren. Brothers and sisters, Jesus has prayed you through. He has prayed me through. Before the foundation of the world, He has no longer rise over you. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. I am no more going back. I'm dead from today. I'm buried now. I'm alive in Christ. Yes, sir. Been buried with Him by water. We are freely justified. Oh, wonderful scripture. Brother, sister, don't go away with your sin. Don't go away with your unbelief. If you still love the things of the world, you are not yet part of God. Come to Christ. Then the things that you could not do before, or the things that you used to do, you don't do them no more. The power of the Holy Spirit by His word in you has taken charge. It is no more you. It is Christ living inside in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, I bring this precious soul before your throne of grace. Lord, you are the one that brought them before the foundation of the world. You are the one that redeemed them before the foundation of the world. Father, we thank you so much, O Lord, for the greatest of all the price that could be paid by any man upon the face of the earth. Lord, with Jesus Christ himself, who left his home in glory, he became the worthy one, our kinsman redeemer. Oh, Lord, our God, to redeem us from the pawn shop where Satan has brought us into. Oh, Lord, we thank you. This day, I bring these souls before your throne of mercy. They are free from the power of Satan. They are free from the grip of the devil. They are free from the grip of demon powers. They are free from their sin. They are free from all unrighteousness. They are free from sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus Christ, every of your heart desires, may they be granted. In the name of Jesus Christ, may they live on their knees and go back on their seats rejoicing that today it is settled. In the book of the Almighty God, my sin is already gone. God does no more remember them anymore. It has been going to the sea of forgetfulness. Oh Lord, help your people. Help your people, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. We are grateful unto you. Honor and glory be thine. Thank you, our Father. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for resurrection. Thank you, oh Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father. May we live daily for you. For you can come at any time. Prepare us, Heavenly Father. We know we shall not be missing on that day. Thank you among them. Thank you very much, Lord. Help your servant this afternoon. Have your way, Father. We bless and worship your name. Help us to meditate on these things. Bless the physical food you have given unto us. Let it nourish our body. As this spiritual food is nourishing our soul. Thank you, our Father. No more sadness. No more sorrow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Sis, can you give us a song just to close? I don't know. Let me see what I wrote down here. Let me see. Ah! Wonderful. We are going to dance. Let's dance up and dance.
Into